Assyria was unbeatable. Egypt was untouchable. Both were towering great trees until pride rotted them from the inside out. In Ezekiel 31, God warns that no nation, no church, and no person is beyond his humbling hand. If God cut down their tree, what does that say about the pride in our own hearts today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And today is Old Testament Tuesday. It's my favorite day. If you haven't checked us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org, I want to encourage you to do that as soon as possible. Our websites are teeming with things for you to do in the public square. Church Circle, those are all the things at church. Public Square, FPIW is here to help you be equipped to go to work each day, to get up and have a changed heart so that you can pray for Bob Ferguson, that you can pray for President Trump, that you can be involved in the public square like never before. So this is Old Testament Tuesday. And if you enjoy Old Testament Tuesdays, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goals. Also, if you're a financial partner with FPIW, thank you so very much for your generosity. Your monthly support helps us lay a strong foundation so that the ministries can be secure and able to move forward. So thank you very much. All right, we are in Ezekiel chapter 31. It's an interesting story. It's about a tree, and we're going to see that Ezekiel, we're going to call this one, When Great Trees Fall. Ezekiel delivers a word against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, using a parable about Assyria. So he's using a parable about Assyria, and it's a word against Egypt. And it's described as a majestic cedar in Lebanon, towering beautifully, envied, and a source of shelter until God cuts it down because of its pride. So one of the things that you're seeing in Ezekiel is that Israel, the nation, is taken into exile in Babylon. Israel was attacked by a lot of other nations and or had false allies that they tried to get power from instead of God. Therefore, God disciplined both Israel in Babylon and these other nations. And so Egypt was filled with a lot of pride, and so this is a parable of Assyria. The message, if Assyria fell, Egypt will too. And if Egypt can fall, no nation, church, or individual is beyond God's humbling hand. So that is the message. Let's read the first 9 verses. And this is God raises a great tree. All right. In the 11th year, in the 3rd month of the 1st of the month, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his hordes, whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, Assyria was a cedar in Lebanon, whose beautiful branches and forest shade, and very high, and its top was among the clouds. The waters made it grow. The deep made it high. With its rivers, it continually extended all around its planting places and sent out its channels to all the trees of the field. Therefore, its height was loftier than all the trees of the field. And its boughs became many, and its branches were long, because of many waters as it spread them out. All the birds of the heavens nested in its boughs, and under its branches all the beasts of the field gave birth. And all great nations lived under its shade. So it was beautiful in its greatness in the length of its branches, for its roots extended to many waters. Then the cedars in God's garden could not match it. The cypresses could not compare with its boughs, and the plane trees could not match its branches, nor tree in God's garden could compare with it in its beauty. I made it beautiful with the multitude of its branches, and all the trees of Eden, which were in the garden of God, were jealous of it. So God raises up great trees. You say, how do you know God did this? Not themselves. He says in verse 9, I made it beautiful with the multitude of its branches, and all the trees of Eden, which were in the garden of God, were jealous of it. So God's actions were upon Assyria. And remember, this is a parable about Assyria to warn Egypt about their pride. All right, so God raises a great tree. Now, the next section is pride rots that tree out, verse 10 through 14. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because it is high in stature and has set its top among the clouds, and its heart is haughty in its loftiness. See that right there? Its heart is haughty in its loftiness. That is where we want to individually examine ourselves today. Is our heart haughty in loftiness? Are we filled with pride? Either as a nation, as a state, as a county, as a city, as a family, as a church, as a individual, is there any pride in our hearts, loftiness, haughtiness inside of our hearts? That's what we want to ask ourselves today. Because if there is, it rots out the tree, all right? Therefore, I will give it into the hands of the despot of the nations. He will thoroughly deal with it according to its wickedness. I have driven it away. Okay, so the wickedness of pride inside of our hearts is a warning both to Egypt and to us today. We need to be so, so very careful of being proud. Alien tyrants of the nations have cut it down and left it on the mountains and on the valleys. Its branches have fallen and its boughs have been broken in all the ravines of the land, and all the peoples of the earth have gone down from its shade and left it. On its ruin, all the birds of the fields will dwell, and all the beasts of the field will be on its fallen branches, so that all the trees by the waters may not be exalted in their stature, nor set their top among the clouds, nor their well-watered mighty ones stand erect in their height, for they have all been given over to death, to the earth beneath among the sons of men, with those who go down to the pit. So that was 10 through 14. Pride rots out your tree. I know that that may sound weird, but that's the example that God is giving to Egypt through the parable of Assyria. All right, let's look at verses 15 through 18. When great trees fall, the forest trembles. Thus saith the Lord God, on the day when it went down to Sheol, I caused lamentations. I closed the deep over it and held back its rivers, and its many waters were stopped up, and I made Lebanon mourn for it, and all the trees of the field wilted away on account of it. I made the nations quake at the sound of its fall, when I made it go down to Sheol with those who go down to the pit. And all the well-watered trees of Eden, the choicest and best of Lebanon, were comforted in the earth beneath. They also went down with it to Sheol, to those who were slain by the sword, and those who were its strength lived under its shade among the nations. To which among the trees of the Eden are you thus equal to glory and greatness? Yet you will be brought down with the trees of Eden to the earth beneath. You will lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with those who were slain by the sword. So is Pharaoh and all his hordes, declares the Lord God. So when great trees fall, the forest begins to tremble. So think about this for a moment. Egypt is being warned of its pride. Now, I want to end with a little bit of hope. Christ is the true tree of life. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from the roots shall bear fruit. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Ezekiel 17, 22. God himself plants a tender twig that becomes a noble cedar under whose shade birds dwell. And Revelation 22, 2. The tree of life whose leaves are for the healing of the nations. Jesus Christ is our true tree, not Egypt, not Assyria, not Lebanon, not any of these other things. Jesus Christ is our tree. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we want to learn about pride. We want to take every ounce of our haughtiness and loftiness that has raised itself up against the knowledge of God. We want to take it captive and to obedience. God, help us to walk in obedience of you. Go before us in all things. God, thank you for Old Testament Tuesdays where we get to learn from others' examples. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that there would be repentance that would come to that house of Judah. God, that you would move upon these places, God. Be with Governor Bob Ferguson today. Let salvation come to his house, God. I know people have been preaching to him and speaking to him. God, we just pray that there would be a breakthrough in his heart and that revival would come to Washington State in our legislative branch, in our executive branch, and in our judicial branch. God, if you don't change our hearts, nothing's going to change. So change us from the inside out. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.